Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amir, the supervisor for Quested. How may I assist you?
I don't know. I had a charge on my card, and I just called and I spoke to some a young girl from she was young enough, from Alabama, and she said they're going to make like a notation of this, but I never ordered this. I just want I want my money back in the account. This is $70 for a backpack or something. She said it was. I don't even know what it is.
Alrighty. Let's see. I'll be more than happy to look into it. Yeah, first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
All right. My name is Eugene. E-U-G-E-N-E. Mikhail. And I live at 2507 Eileen Road in Oceanside, New York. And my zip code is 11572.
All righty. Thank you for that information. Transaction is loading.
What else do you need?
I was just expressing everything is still loading.
Oh, okay. I certainly wouldn't pay $70 for one.
All righty. Thank you for patience. All righty. So reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a contest entry for that tactical bag for the shipping, not a contest entry, but it was a purchase that was made for that tactical bag, and it was for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. Also, do have that federal tracking number showing that the product is within transit to be delivered today. Do you not recall of winning a tactical bag?
No. And it says on my bill here, it's $68.95, not $6.95.
Right, I do understand you're concerned about that charge, but what I was expressing was that was a original order for a tactical bag for $7.95. Do you recall of making that purchase?
Nope.
Okay, because someone in your household, possibly?
I only live with my daughter, and she's the only one, but she would have told me if she used my debit card. I didn't speak to her about this, but I'm pretty sure she wouldn't order a tactical bag.
Alrighty, so we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. And if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. It will take 3 to 5 business days for findings to fall back into your account, or however long it does take your bank to release the findings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
All right. She wouldn't do this without telling. Hold on 1 second. Let me get a pen.
Okay, take your time.
So what do I still have to pay? The shipping?
All charges will be reversed within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, great. All right, give me the confirmation then.
That's C like
please.
Charlie.
C?
263.
Right.
540.
Right.
922.
922. Okay.
That is, yes, that's correct.
C-263-540-922.
That is correct.
All right. I'll be looking for it in 3 to 5 days.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.
All right. Bye.